Yo, what's up? I'm your girl Kendra D, and welcome to the Kendra D Experience.
Yo, what's up, my people? This is Corey Big Wool Woods from Big Wool Radio, and I truly hope you are enjoying this latest episode of the Kendra D Experience. I know I am, but I'm here to tell you about other programs that you just might enjoy just as much that can be found on the Big Wool Radio Network. Live programs and podcasts like the Florida Poetry Show, which can also be found on iHeartRadio. It's a show where hip-hop and poetry meet every Friday at 6 p.m. and hosted by James J.T. Thompson and me, Corey Big Wool Woods. It's a show that brings you inspirational topics as well as a fun and poetic atmosphere. The guest list includes gospel singers, hip gospel rappers, poets, actors, authors, directors, motivational speakers, business owners, and more. We also encourage our listeners to call in to recite poems of their own and give their own testimony. So don't miss out. Join the fun and be an inspiration to others. If you're a fan of sports, especially the NFL and NBA like I am, then you gotta tune in to Off Topic Sports every Sunday at 6 p.m. to hear the latest sports news and the thoughts and opinions from the guests and hosts of the show. The Big Wool Radio Network also has a program that will take you on a journey to the deepest, darkest, nastiest, and sexiest parts of your mind, body, and soul, and you'll enjoy every minute of being there. It's the Brutally Honest Show on every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. with your host, Nima Shining Star L, the poetic goddess Nayana Renee, and JB Mr. 299. And oh, parental discretion is strongly advised. If this show was to be rated, it would be rated triple X. This show explores some of the sexiest topics that would get the average radio host arrested, but that's just the tip of what this show offers. This show gives you the largest selection of independent artists that come on the Brutally Honest Show to have their music reviewed and critiqued by the host, and they always keep it brutally honest. The segments on Brutally Honest are what sets this show apart from any other show. Segments like Nayana's Sexy Thoughts, which should be self-explanatory. Dive Deep with Nima, a segment that brings the more serious topics to the show. Sometimes you might cry, sometimes you might get mad, but you will always be enlightened and informed when you dive deep in the mind of Nima Shining Star L. Then there is the 299 shout-out line with JB, Mr. 299. This segment is sure to make you cringe when JB does his infamous shout-outs. Listeners are also able to call and give their own shout-outs, or they can have JB shout-out on their behalf. But do this at your own risk. It will be offensive. Now let's recap the Big Wool Radio Show lineup. The Brutally Honest Show, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and parental discretion is mandatory. The Florida Poetry Show, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, and be ready to be inspired and uplifted. Off-Topic Sports, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Sports, news, opinions from hardcore sports fans, so leave your feelings at the door. So listen live at BigWoolRadio.com or listen to the replay of all shows on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, or download the Big Wool Radio app in your Google Play Store. That's Big Wool Radio,
a station for the people, by the people.
Thanks for your support.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Kendra D. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kendra D Experience for another episode. I am so excited to be here, and I'm feeling better, guys. I'm feeling a lot better. So, as you know, we started off season 3 with the bounce back. Yes. Talking about how we're going to move forward after the quarantine. Things are starting to open back up. And how are we bouncing back? So that was pretty much episode 1. It was a episode that I was by myself. I told y'all I would give you guys this season a bit more of just me. It seems like you guys really like those episodes, so I'm going to give you a couple more of those. But today, we are actually talking about giving flowers or paying homage. So I have two special guests with me today, and actually, y'all, this is a surprise. So they don't know that I'm going to be paying homage to them today. I'm going to give them their flowers. So Big Wool Radio is coming on. Okay, we have JT, James Thompson, and we have, of course, Corey Woods, aka Woo, from Big Wool Radio, both founders, co-founders, and creator of the Big Wool Radio. And so I'll be giving them their flowers today. They don't know. So they're thinking that they're coming on talking about, you know, giving flowers as far as paying homage in the industry. These two guys have been around a long time. Woo been in the industry for 20 plus years, and he's come across some real cool cats. He knows a lot of people in the industry. He has come around a lot of people in the industry. So just being able to pay homage and give people their flowers while they're able to smell them and hear them. As a lot of you know, this episode comes to you about 2 weeks late. One of my friends, Kia Hawkins, Turkia Hawkins, but everybody call her Kia. She passed away two and a half weeks, from COVID. And that was a really hard hit. It came so abruptly, so unexpectedly. I literally talked to her like June 26th was our last conversation, and she passed away 4 days. I think it was 2 days or 3 days after her birthday. Her birthday was July the 7th, and she ended up passing, I think, around the 10th. So, you know, I thought about this episode because just in conversations with my friend, we used to always uplift each other. I know a lot of people that knew her and loved her dearly could say the same thing about her. She was just an encourager. She was the type of person that poured herself empty into people. And just going back through our conversations, which I do daily, it's a part of my coping mechanism. Just replaying conversations, interactions, all the laughs that we've had with each other over the past 4 or 5 years. I've known her about 4 or 5 years. And one thing I can say that I'm so grateful for was her pouring into me, but also me being able to pour into her. A lot of people gravitated towards Kia because of her personality. She had like a larger than life personality. She was so bold and very, very confident in who she was and what she brought to the table. And literally everyone loved her. And I feel like we have similar personalities. She's more of an extrovert and I'm more of the introvert. Like, people get to know me, be like, yo, you cool. Like, yo, you so cool. And it's, I get misunderstood a lot because I have this hard exterior, super strong, and people see that and are intimidated. They don't like me because they think I have attitude, or they think I'm stuck up because I'm quiet and to myself. Or if people get to know me, you love me. And so, but with Kia, people just loved her, just gravitated. To know her was to love her, pretty much. And if you didn't like her, you were hating. And so, I'm a encourager as well. And I'm a huge proponent of support and supporting people. People who know me personally know this is, I think, maybe my mission in life. And I think because I didn't, and I still don't sometimes, didn't get a lot of support, you know, growing up, still don't get a lot of support now, which is fine. And this is not something that I want people to feel sorry for me about or anything. It's just my life's path. And so I give a lot of support and love and appreciation to people, and it's not always reciprocated. And that's fine because you don't do it to get reciprocation, but I do it because I don't ever want anyone to feel like me, like to feel how I feel on a regular basis. That you just don't have the support. I mean, even some of my closest friends probably can't even tell you what episode, tell you a episode about my podcast or what an episode was about. Yeah. So today though, just this whole situation and everything that's happened, I want to be able to give people their flowers. And so they're coming on today and they don't know it, but I'll be giving them their flowers while they're here. So they're going to think that we're having a regular episode about paying homage. And what they don't know, they'll know when they run this back about what that episode is actually about. So yeah, we're going to stop here and we're going to come back. And then when we come back, you're going to hear from Big Woo.
Yeah. I just wanna, just because I know what you've been through, nah. Okay, I know what you've been through. I was just hoping I can swing through. If it's so,
okay? We don't gotta make love, we can just cuddle up, talk about everything, okay? My apologies to you, if it's okay, I'm okay. I'ma make it do what it do, for real. Shawty said she's okay. In her eyes, I can still see so much pain. Heartbroken was her last name. Damn shame, how this man tricked her like the S games. She said she'll never do better. But I promise when it rains, I could be your umbrella if you let me. Hey baby girl, I be your shelter. All that hell inside the storm, you won't have to face the weather, I won't let you. And if I have to, I will stretch you, just to let that nigga know that you deserve something better. If you fall, I will catch you. You sick, I be your stretcher. Guard your body with my body, lady, I be your protector. Okay, she said she seen so many lonely nights. Now she just looking for a love to hold her just right, right? Hey, so she told that nigga poof, she'll need her something real. Prophet of the streets, the truth. Okay, I know what you've been through. I was just hoping I can swing through. If it's okay, we don't gotta make love, we can just cuddle up, talk about everything. Okay, my apologies to you. If it's okay, I'm okay. I'ma make it do what it do, for real. When she smile, I see the sunshine. Said she the only one, but she still think I'm lying. And that's killing me on the inside. But I get the picture, baby, I can hear your heart crying. I see your tears, ain't that what televised? You possess a special love, there is no denying it. But you caught inside a storm, fighting to escape. But it's only offering the greatest skies. Understand that deception is a great disguise. A beautiful mirage, it'll leave you mesmerized. Look, and false hope is shadow lies. It can truly leave a 20/20 vision fully blind. I'm just trying to give you something that is so divine. But a dead heart, it can only pause the time. Look, you know she told that nigga poof, she was needing something real. Prophet of the streets, the truth. Okay, I know what you've been through. I was just hoping I can swing through. If it's okay, we don't gotta make love, we can just cuddle up, talk about everything. Okay, my apologies to you. If it's okay, I'm okay. I'ma make it do what it do, for real.
Hey guys, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that music from, of course, you already know, the homie Prophet of the Streets. Okay, it's one of his songs from his album, Blessing of the Curse, so make sure y'all go check it out. So, before we went to the break, I told y'all that I have two special guests, my people from Big Woo. So, you guys probably have heard me talk about these guys a lot in previous seasons and previous episodes. You guys have seen me with these people a lot. They have never been on the podcast, and not since its inception. I know. We all have busy schedules, and of course, like they'll drop whatever they have to do to get with your girl. But it is kind of tough because, of course, they still host several shows on Big Woo Radio and their network, and then they have other things. So it just kind of didn't come together. So don't yell at me. All right, don't yell at me. I hear y'all like, damn, why I take you so? Okay, whatever. I don't want to hear it. They're here now. That's all that matters. But so, of course, my two fave people, it's actually two-fifths of the crew. You have Nima, Nayana, JB, and Woo, and JT. And so today we have Woo and JT, which are pretty much the founder and co-founders of Big Woo Radio. So they're like the heart and brains of the operation. So yeah, they are here to talk about paying homage. You guys, you know, I think I've talked about this topic a lot with my homeboys, homegirls, of course, everyone knows a friend of the show, Mert's son. We've actually touched on the subject together in a previous episode. And if you, you know, we haven't set out the blogs yet, but it's actually one of the pieces he wrote for our blog on All About Us magazine. So, which is still coming, guys. It's just been, you know, that's a whole other topic, but that's still in the works. But yes, he actually wrote a piece about paying homage, and it's really an important thing to do. Like I said before, in wake of my enlightened, my friend's death, it just had me really thinking, like, dang, like, you really need to give people, like, they're just due their flowers while they're here. It's important because, like I said, as I look over our conversations, it's like, whoo, I'm so happy that we were able to give that to each other. Like, I would have felt a lot of type of ways if I went back and looked at our conversations and I was one of the ones that just, you know, was on the receiving end. I don't want to know how that feels. Like, you're just on the receiving end of somebody pouring into you. And so it just makes you think about the legacy that you're going to leave, you know, when you eventually leave the earth, and, you know, who have you touched? And if it's just one person, then that's really all that matters. But, you know, it really had me thinking. So I said, you know what, let me put an episode together, and who better than to come on and talk about this? So I want to introduce you to some of y'all know my folks, as you should. And here are my people, Woo and JT from Big Woo Radio. Hey, y'all.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Hey, Jay.
What's up, Kendra D? It's an honor to be on your podcast. Thank you so much for having us.
You are so welcome. What's up, Woo? I miss you guys. How have you guys been?
We're good. We miss you too.
Oh, I know. We got a lot to talk about.
For sure. Absolutely. It's been too long.
It has been too long, first of all. So thank y'all for coming on and agreeing to come talk to your girl. I know we were scheduled to record before y'all, but my goddaughter was born, so I had to put it on pause. But yes, my godbaby was born. Shout out to little baby Soraya. Hey, Snooty. My little Snoot.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. Thank you. Nice. All right, so what's up? What's been new, my people?
Well, you know, we've been doing our thing on Big Woo Radio, chugging along with everything that's going on, despite COVID, despite protests and riots. We're here to talk about it on all the shows and also bring some fun and enlightenment to it, especially like on the Brutally Honest show with Nyana Renee and JB Mr. 299. You know, we bring the funny, but we keep it serious too.
Yeah.
We also bring the nasty on that show.
Oh, so my God. No kids, you know, listen. Yeah. And we really mean that. Like, do not. If you have kids, do not.
Don't. Please don't. You get your kids taken.
Oh, my God.
But you can check us out on Fridays on the Florida Poetry Show. On Fridays at 6 o'clock with me and my shining star, LJT, and myself. And that's more of a family-oriented thing.
Yeah.
You know, with poets and poetry and music and gospel singers and things like that. So we got something for everybody.
Yeah. Y'all know this is my folk, Big Woo, Big Woo, Big Woo. So I know that you guys have been super, super, super busy with everything over there at Big Woo and Big Woo Land. I really appreciate, again, that you guys taking the time to talk to me. It's definitely an honor. So I wanted to bring you two on specifically because I think I've been on y'all now for maybe 3 years. I think it has been about 3 years, at least 3 years. And talking to you guys, you guys always kind of reference the past. And Woo, you were a DJ at one point, so I know that you've come and kind of touched so many different types of people. And you both are being radio hosts and hosting other shows and just being here locally and in other places, just touching so many people. I can only assume that you guys have like an interesting perspective about paying homage, because that's really something that's talked about in the industry a lot. Like, I've heard so many conversations about it. I think Nipsey Hussle has touched on it. Of course, like, in light of with the whole Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj and then Cardi B, that little fiasco that they had at one point, like, people, a lot of conversation was about, surrounding paying homage. But I don't think we talk about it personally. And so I know you guys, I don't want to put your ages out there, but you guys, you got some you seasoned. And because of, like, you've been through many life's experiences also, I'm sure that it's been a conversation, if amongst personal friends, if a personal thought that you guys have probably had. So I just wanted to get you guys' perspective on it. And then it was a good excuse for you guys to come on the show.
Yeah. Thanks again, Kennedy. We appreciate you having us. And I like the word that you use, seasoned, you know, to get our seasoned knowledge about these things. So
yes,
appreciate that. But basically, paying homage is something that you do. I mean, everybody wants to be recognized, you know, especially when you get older and you're not really doing it no more like you used to.
Yeah.
And then your little whippersnappers come up and they doing stuff and they not respecting your game that you put in and the time and the work that you put in. And you want to get, you know, some respect on that. And you should. But at the same time, these are young, hungry people too, just like you were, and they want to make their mark and put their stamp on the game too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't be mad at a young kid coming along or a young man coming along doing their thing. But they gotta show respect. But let them do their thing and don't step on their toes as an OG. Don't step on their toes. Let them have it. Or come after them if you want to. You know what I mean? Come after them. You know, it's open game. So don't just sit back and just like, just because of what I've done in the past, I should be respected for that. You know, if they come at you, you try to go at them. You know, if you can't get them, then, you know, people going to respect you for at least trying. You know what I'm saying?
I can't, Will. So,
but, yeah, you got to pay homage to people that came and paved the way. But, you know, those people that paved the way also got to know when to step aside.
That's true.
You know, and just get your flowers while you're living, you know.
Yeah.
That's something that we definitely support at Big Woo Radio is giving people their flowers.
Yes.
Like, you know,
yes.
You know? So, I'm going to let JT slide in here and give you his thoughts on it. But that's where I stand at it. Just let the OGs be the OGs, but let the young whippersnappers come in and make their mark too.
Okay. What about you, JT? I know you got something wise to say.
Well, it's interesting because the moment that you hit record, we started another moment to write legacy.
Yeah.
We're paying homage and we're also giving back. You're somebody that put a lot of thought and a lot of strategy into what you're doing. So in doing this show, you know what I'm saying, we're paying homage to what you're doing, laying your foundation, creating your legacy. We realize a lot of times that they're reminders in our lives of, hey, you know what, we need to take a moment and kind of breathe and kind of look at what we created around them.
Yeah.
See what kind of energy we have, see where we at, kind of self-evaluate. And it is important to, you know what I'm saying, to pay that homage because we don't know the day or the time. And there's so many reminders around us of that. So any opportunity that we have to do so, we need to do it because we're making history every time. Now, every time that you do a podcast, every time that you do a show, anytime you do a live event, you're writing the pen to your legacy.
Right.
So with that, you know, we at Big Woo Radio salute you for what you're doing, you know, everybody that's, you know, out here trying to do something. And with the world pretty much on timeout right now, it's a beautiful time to really reinvent yourself, create something, and just push the envelope on it. So for everybody that's out there that's doing it, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you. It ain't nothing but air and opportunity in order to do so.
Yes. See, y'all see what I'm saying? This is why I invited them on. They have a wealth of knowledge. These are my people. Y'all, we're going to break for a quick break. We're going to quickly break, and then we'll be right back.
I'm feeling like a god. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. God, God.
myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling like a god.
Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling like a god.
Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
I wake up in the morning, hit my spliff and meditate. Cause I know whatever is about to happen, I create. My understanding of this life is higher than the average. But I still find myself between a good soul and a savage. I know myself, so I know just who I'm dealing with. But I'm blessed as hell and ain't no other way to say this shit. The wrong I done in my life, I had no choice but to grow. OG Bobby Johnson, when that teardrop came up off his soul. Thank you, universe, for this path of correction. All this greatness in my life, no need to be stressing. Smaller body, still the strongest man that I know. Never been a hater, showing love to folk is all I know. Got a couple of women that done bless me that disagree. But even through this growing shit, I remain a G. From the meeting rooms, then I take it to the streets. I'ma always grind harder, cause my kids gotta eat. Let's
I'm feeling
eat.
Like a god. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling like a god.
Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling like a god.
Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling like a god.
Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
Every single thing I touch, I make it turn to gold. Origami king, the way I make this paper fold. This a shout out to all of the Africans across the globe. Always dealt with heaviness, but it didn't stunt my growth. A personal psychologist, I stay up in my head. I be grinding all day long, man, I hardly see a bed. See a bad queen looking at me, but I know I need to chill. I'm selfish right now, plus I love the way I feel. I'm a strong black king, man, this shit don't get no better. We all got rainy days, I don't care to see who weather. That symbolism stating that we all go through shit. Every single beat I touch, I'm guaranteed to kill it. I'm legit, I'm a bad mother by the watch your mouth. Never been about what the talk is about. Didn't know who I was, had to find it out. When I was broke as shit, I had to grind it out. I'm trying to lift my race and then say today. Who give a fuck about what I hate to say? I got a plan set to set my people free. With a team behind me that believe in me,
like
I'm
God. Myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling like a god.
Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling
I'm
myself.
I'm feeling like a god.
Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling
I'm
myself.
I'm feeling like a god.
Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself. Goddamn, I'm feeling myself.
All right, and we're back. I hope you guys are enjoying this music. And of course, I do not, and I repeat, I do not own the rights to these songs, okay? I don't own the rights to these songs, so don't y'all come after me because I said I do not own the rights to these songs. All right, cool. So now we got that out the way. We are back talking with two of the five from Big Woo Radio. We got Woo and JT on the line here talking about paying homage and how important it is. But also how sometimes OGs can get in the way. Like they can be wanting too much homage sometimes. Like, you know, oh, give you my just due. I did give you respect. So like step aside so I can do my thing. So I've heard about that as well. That can happen, I think, especially with the older generation sometimes. I mean, you can run into a couple of older people that feel like they just know everything, and I get it. I do, because sometimes I have to catch myself. Like, I have a little sister that's 23, and I be wanting to give her all types of advice about everything, and then I have to remember, like, okay, yeah, so that's how you handle that situation, but it's not always conducive for someone else. Just because you did it this way and it worked for you, it could work for her. It may not though. So you have to have enough grace and respect and be like, you know, okay, cool. So look, let me tell you about what happened to me. I'm gonna tell you what happened to me, how I handle it, and then like you can take what you need from my advice. So I definitely can get how you can overstep your boundaries as an OG. Look at me calling myself an OG. Ooh, I'm getting old, y'all. So anyways, so Woo and JT. So these guys have been in the industry for 20 plus years.
we'll just say this. So they like run into a lot of people. Okay. So they have like a wealth of knowledge. So what is the biggest complaint that you guys have heard from, you know, some of your peers, some of the people that you've run into about the younger generation or the generation that comes after them about pain? Like, what's the biggest complaint that you guys heard about, you know, in regards to youth paying homage or not paying homage?
JK, you want to take that one or?
Yeah, I'll start off. The one thing that I've realized, you know what I'm saying, is just like, you know, when I was coming up in a certain part of my generation, we had our own vibe and our own thing.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to look at it in a totally different view. Like the generation that my kids are coming up in,
yeah,
they've got their own swag and they've got their own thought process. And the one thing that I look at is, you know, saying you gotta let this generation learn. There's some lessons that you gotta learn straight up.
Yeah.
No matter how much somebody pours into you, you still gotta learn it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? With ground to ground experience. So I don't really say there's so much of a complaint.
Yeah.
As you know, as we get into our season time, we gotta understand that once upon a time we were in those shoes, and also looking forward to those that are ahead of us, that they pour certain stuff into us for a reason.
Yeah.
So I don't really see the complaint. There's all kind of an area just to absorb and learn,
yeah,
and take that knowledge and turn it into what you need to turn it into.
Yeah. I agree. Good shit, Jay. See, look, Jay, I was coming through with an inspirational word. I be feeling like I'm at church. Every time I talk to Jay, I feel like I just went to church for about 5 minutes. Like, you know, woo, yes. He always, okay, but say that word. Jay, I was coming through. What about you, Lou?
Yeah, just to piggyback off of what JT just said is you got to look at those complaints, and I don't really have another complaint that I've heard, but I'm going to just piggyback off of the complaint JT just described. And you got to look at it as a child growing. When you're somebody talking about somebody in the music business, you got to look at him as a child growing up in the music business. And so the music that he does or she does is going to reflect what they're living at the time. Anybody will tell you, any artist will tell you, a poet, an author, whatever I'm putting down in my craft,
yeah,
it's got to be, you know, from things I've experienced or things that I know about or things, you know. So those are the genuine artists that you get. And so they're going to grow. And then as they get older, they'll start to do different things and say different things and talk a different way. And they've experienced so many things, mm-hmm, at a certain point in their career. And so that's what you're going to get from them. So anybody complaining about, oh, these kids are doing this and these kids are doing that, we did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and our grandparents did the same thing, and our parents said the same thing. What are y'all doing with the music? You know,
yeah,
what happened to Motown? You know, well, you know. So it's like, you know, we don't do Motown no more. We do Run DMC now, Mama.
Yeah.
You know, we do Curtis Blow now, Mama. We don't do Motown.
Yeah.
You know, but and that's the whole thing. You find your lane, you find your thing, you find your voice that you want to shout with,
right?
And that becomes their craft, and that comes out in their creativity. And so we got to, you know, kind of pay homage to those people that you know, break out of the norm, even though we don't like it, but they break out of the norm. And I gotta say, I didn't always feel this way before we done Big Woo Radio, before we started Big Woo Radio.
Really?
Talking a bunch of different people. Yeah, you start talking to a bunch of different people. Shout out to my man, Rock Soldier. And he's like, you know, this is not your music. This is not music, you know,
right,
and you gotta accept that,
yeah,
as much as you don't like it or not. So we've learned from our listeners and our people that we have on as guests, and so we learn from a lot of people.
So I just want to let y'all know that this episode was bull crap. I set this up, okay? So really, this episode is about me paying homage to you guys. So look, I've been trying to figure out a way to get y'all on here for whatever reason so I could do this, because it's been on my mind and heart for like the longest. It really, really has. And I will try not to get emotional. I might a little bit, but y'all know I'm a crybaby anyways. So so really, like, woo, and JT, I just want to let y'all know how much I really love y'all. And really how much I appreciate y'all. So.
Thank you. We love and appreciate you as well.
So look, y'all. When.
Really do.
It's very rare that you meet people. Oh my God. Who are like genuine. So look, thugs don't cry, y'all. I promise y'all, thugs don't cry. So look,
you got me choked up.
Okay, so look. So listen.
Take your time.
So when I first met them, y'all, I had this little notion. Shout out to Jonathan. He always putting somebody in contact with somebody. That's my homie. I've been on Jonathan since I was like 17. So yes, shout out to Jay. So look,
yeah, some guy named Jay.
Some guy named Jay. That's the plug, like the plug. So when I first met them, y'all, I think this had to be like 2017. Maybe near the end of 2017, it was like the summertime. I do remember that. And I had been talking to Jay, Jonathan. So Jay is JT, and I called Jonathan Jay too, y'all. So sorry. and Jay calls me and he's like, "Oh, hey, I want to introduce you to a couple people from this radio show called Big Woo. Like they I want to get you an interview on there." So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I had a couple conversations with Jonathan about me like really pursuing, like trying to get some experience in the radio air field. So he started putting me on immediately. So he's like, "Yeah, I want to hook you up with them." So I'm like, okay, cool. He sent me the link, and I heard maybe one or two episodes prior to mine. So I'm like, okay, this sounds cool. Sound like a lot of people, but okay, this might be all right. Okay, this might be cool. So finally, we have the episode, and thank God they invited me on like a chill episode. So it was like a Friday. And so we're talking, and I don't know like how the conversation came up, if there was a conversation or not. I just enjoyed myself and my time on there. And they're like, "So yeah, once you be a part of Big Woo." What? Okay, cool. So it's like when you hear and I've heard those type of opportunities, had those type of opportunities before. So of course you don't initially like believe things are gonna like happen. So we actually had like several conversations after that. And then I started kind of joining them on the air. And then we started talking about my podcast. And so they were like on me, like, "So are you going to do this? Like, what you want to do?" And it wasn't that I was resistant. I was just, first of all, scared as hell. Didn't know where to start. Like, okay, how the hell am I going to do this? How is this going to work? But they were legit there for me, like, every step of the way. I'm a Pisces in every sense of the word. So they know when to give Kendra space. they know when to let Kendra do her thing. They know when to reel Kendra in, like, okay. And so they legit just know me. And I swear to God, I have never met anybody like y'all. Like, I love y'all from the depths of my heart. And so seriously, because you guys gave me an opportunity on a network without even knowing who I was. Not only that, you continue to support me. And I know y'all do all the time. Like, I know. Like, you continue to support me. And you continue to just make sure I'm good as a person. And that's really hard to find, too. Like, people... like, you can make all types of contracts and business deals, and people just gonna look at you sometimes like, okay, this is just a business transaction and cool. But it's never been just a business transaction. It's legit been a relationship there always. So I just want to tell y'all how much I love y'all. and wanted to surprise y'all. You guys got some gifts coming too. So this isn't the end. Of course, when you hear the playback, you're probably gonna cry. Even I hope you do cry. in the end, I got a couple of surprises for y'all when y'all do hear the playback of the episode. And I'm going to send you, a screenshot of what your gifts gonna be. They're t-shirts. So they haven't finished being made yet, unfortunately. But they're going to be t-shirts, and so just a little token to say that I love you and that this is my way of paying homage to y'all, Big Woo Radio, for real, because y'all, internet radio shows really don't get their just due. Like, it's a lot of internet radio shows that get more playtime than some of these syndicated shows. Let's just be truthful and honest about it. And it's these internet shows be lit for real. And a lot of people do not get their just due. So this today is y'all day. It's Big Woo Day on the Kendra D Experience. Wow. And so this is what I want to do. I love y'all.
Amazing. That's man, I don't even know what to say. but thank you so much. Everything we've done is just genuinely because, you know, you're the person that you are. We've got your vibe, your spirit, you know, and you can feel that in people when they got good spirits and good souls, and we vibed, and then that's all it was. And you know, whatever you do, whatever you got going on, you know, we're going to always be there to support, and anything you need from us, right here. Boom.
And yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. There was something special about you. The first time that we ever communicated, and it was deeper than just the conversation. And it's always cemented into what we have today, because what started out as, you know, I don't know, just a nervous energy that was there has turned into something that's blossomed into something very beautiful. And I don't have any fear when I say, you know, go check out Kendra D's podcast, go check out her vibe, go check out her hosting. We'll have no, you know, every time we end the show, you will end our credit. So, you know, when we formulated for life. It wasn't just a temporary thing. Aww. So we thank God for your presence at Big Woo Radio, being a part of our family. And we love you infinity. And we appreciate everything that you do.
Oh, that's so sweet. Absolutely. That's so sweet. So look, we can't talk about Big Woo and say it's Big Woo Day and not know about who Big Woo is. So I've heard the long version, but you guys can condense it if you'd like to just tell, like, how did you, I know we used to be a DJ. How did you get your start, and how did you say, like, you know what? I'm on my own radio show. Like, what triggered that?
Well, as an artist, I wasn't just a DJ. I was actually an artist as well. I rapped a little myself and wrote some music and produced a little. But it was knowing that radio was important to, yeah, you know, to get artists that didn't have, you know, access to big radio and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But just if I could get on radio, which I did, and I was on a terrestrial radio for about a month. I had a show on there for about a month, and mm-hmm. the radio, the station went under.
Yeah.
So in that process, I found out about internet radio and mm-hmm. how you could, you know, reach the masses through internet radio. I was like, what better way to help independent artists? You know, even myself then, I was still doing, you know, dabbling in music a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, just what a good way to get, you know, my music out to as many people as I could that want to follow us.
Yeah.
So, and then it became, you know, JT came on the scene, and it just, you know, went from a sports show to the poetic show, the poetry show to pay homage to hip hop and homage to poetry and writers and poets and authors, and everybody is trying to get their book out there or their, you know, yeah, their music out there, whatever it is, you know, that's, we just wanted to have a platform for everyone.
Yes, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why they my people. This is why, like, you definitely have to pay, like, you know, respect when it's due, because that's a lot of footwork. Like, how long you guys been in rotation and play for?
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say as Big Wool Radio, 5 years. 5 years.
Yeah, see, that's a lot of footwork, and I'm sure like when you first started out, it's nothing like it was 5 years ago. You guys have a pretty large following and listenership. So that's a lot of people that you guys are touching on a weekly basis. And so that takes a lot of work and tenacity and research and reaching out and some ups and some downs, some trials and some failures and some other stuff, you know. So absolutely. it takes a lot.
He can definitely tell you about all that legwork and stuff, because he does a lot of it.
Jay, come on now, tell us a little bit about what the legwork looked like.
This is definitely a lot of work, and you can't be scared. You can't be afraid to lose. You can't be afraid to fail. You got to be able to take those losses and turn them to wins.
Yeah.
And was motivated just by the fact that it's hard. Artists kept saying it's hard to get on terrestrial radio. Like, there's all kind of yellow tape. You keep hearing the same song.
Yeah.
You know, over and over and over. And artists just wanted the opportunity. They were thirsty for a chance. Yeah. Points were, artists were. And so we had the platform to be able to do that. Once you come on our show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll send your records, you put the label in, you know, the label of love in, so let's make it happen. And, you know, yeah, I think about when we first met, I mean, me and Wolf had met coincidentally. I mean, I was in the establishment and working on the entertainment side, and he was coming in doing a live broadcast. And so I say divine intervention, because it so happened, shout out to our guy, Donnie Martin, he was running late. So it gave me the opportunity to say, hey, let me sit here. I know a little bit about sports.
Right.
And the rest is ancient history.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a lot of work behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. A lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of stuff that you got to stay behind. And you just can't be scared of if I get ignored, if they tell me no. You just got to recreate it and go at, go at the next option. I'll keep hammering away, but. You know, I'm blessed. I have a passion for it. And I love what we do at Big Wool Radio, because it's for the people by the people. And we stay true to the word, you know, the whole time. So it's definitely a blessing.
Yes. I don't want to keep you guys. I know you guys are super busy, but again, I just want to thank you guys and just let you know that I love y'all so much. Y'all, please make sure that you guys are tuning in to Big Boo Radio on Tuesdays and Fridays and Sundays. Am I right, y'all? Tuesday, Fridays, and Sundays?
Yep.
All topic sports on Sundays. On Tuesday is the Brutally Honest Show, Floetic Poetry on Fridays, and then we have the Off Topic on Sundays. Make sure that you guys are tuning into the Big Blue Radio Show. Make sure you call it in and visiting them on their website, bigblueradio.com. Make sure that you guys are tuning in.
All right, and that wraps up this episode. Before we go, though, someone else has something to say.
What's up, Woo, JT? I just want to say that I love you guys. You guys are awesome, amazing. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are my brothers, my kings. I love y'all. Y'all, my ride or dies. Like, y'all have inspired me in so many ways that I just want to show my appreciation and just give y'all this shout out. Just let y'all know that I love you, I care for you, and we rocking to the wheels fall off. Peace, love, and blessings. This your girl, Nayana Renee.
Thank you, Nayana. So that was my little surprise. I know that I requested these sound bites and voice bites a little bit late, so I'll speak on behalf of JB and Nima. Just know that everyone at Big Woo love you, and we appreciate you guys. We most definitely appreciate every opportunity that you lay before us. And you guys are amazing, and keep doing what you're doing, and we love you. So it's a wrap, guys. This is actually the official last episode of the Kendra D Experience. Your girl gotta go focus on a few things, and so, but I really do appreciate everyone for rocking with me. Those who have been rocking with me and rocking with your girl for the last couple of years, I really appreciate y'all for giving me the platform. So I love y'all. It's been a hell of a ride, and I hope to see you all soon. Peace.